At least 138 people are already dead in central Haiti in an outbreak of suspected cholera, an emergency that health officials are describing as the country's biggest medical crisis since the earthquake that struck on January the 12th of this year. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
UN officials said Haitian health authorities had informed the World Health Organization of 138 deaths and 1,526 cases so far in the outbreak, which is centered north of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Cases were also reported in the Central Plateau area. Local hospitals were overwhelmed with patients suffering acute diarrhea, with victims dying from rapid dehydration, sometimes within hours.
I raced this guy up here and he just died now. As I came to the gate and they told him no.
Terry Snow is a Christian missionary assisting the stricken population.
We have a lot of people. The problem is down in the fifth section in Bokozel, Balague, Lubin, Poye. And they're forcing everybody to come up here to St. Nicolas.
Experts say up to 80% of cholera cases can be successfully treated with oral rehydration salts, but the WHO and UN could not yet confirm cholera as the cause while they awaited the final results from laboratory tests on samples taken from the dead and the sick. The Haitian Health Department Director General and Health Minister said initial testing indicated cholera, even though Haiti does not have a history of recent outbreaks of the lethal disease. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.